grammar fascists demand you pronounce it 2010. 3rd January 2010. This is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. San Francisco, Gregorian Calendar. For many, the new year signifies new beginnings and new opportunities. For many others, it's a new opportunity to irritate those who say things differently than you. With Democrats controlling all three branches of the U.S. government, a small group of intellectual elitists in need of some sort of cause have focused on the year itself, 2010, which is commonly referred to as 2010. Thus, coming to the rescue is the irrelevant National Association for Good Grammar, or NAG. The NAGers recently released a statement on the non-issue, saying, quote, NAG has decided to step in and decree that the year should officially be pronounced 2010, and all subsequent years should be pronounced as 2011, 2012, etc., unquote. The association's head, NAGer Tom Tariglia, told a local newspaper in an interview, quote, "It is a complete insult to our marvelous new century, that I am becoming pretty fed up with these idiots among us. It's pronounced 2010, not 2010, and not Y2K10, and not 2010, 2010, unquote. Tariglia, the divinely appointed authority and on how to say things, gave his 2 cents on previous years as well. Quote, "For 10 years, the entire world has mispronounced the years that they have experienced. What you call 2005 was actually 2005. Then came 2006, 2007, etc. When asked how to properly pronounce the year 2000, he responded, simple, 20-double-aught. NAG's website has called on grammar fascists everywhere to boycott car companies that sell their newest cars as the 2010 models. Meanwhile, their online store sells signs, buttons, and bumper stickers that say keep 20 in 2010. However, the 2010 movement has met with considerable backlash. Millworker Chip Dewey says, quote, 2010, what the hell is that? Sounds like a friggin' police code, unquote. A number of banks across the world refuse to accept checks with 2010 written on them instead of the much fancier-looking 2010. Tariglia says, oh, we're gonna win this. Pretty soon the entire world will submit to 20-something. The 20-something way of life, rather, unquote. In a related story, my wife isn't 45, she's 2025. This has been Reverend Simulator from News. Thank you for suffering.